There are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There's so many exciting and wonderful...
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Thought-Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark.
It isn't what Rome is, so why stay there when there are so many fabulous faraway places to see? Why should Spain and Tahiti and Rio just be only names to you and me? I feel certain...
Jill Coleman with us. She's the author of My Gym Trainer series of books. Series of books, and I'll tell you what, we are talking about some really good stuff here. She's got a BS in health and exercise and from Wake Forest University, and her MS degree is in nutrition from the University of Bridgeport. She's a certified personal trainer as well as a fitness model. And let us say, Jill, hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael Ray, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, and thank you so much for being here. You know, if people would pay attention to the kind of things that you do, i.e. nutrition and taking care of themselves, they would spend tens of thousands of dollars that they wouldn't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars at the doctor's offices, and they would live a lot longer.
That's exactly right. It's definitely preventative medicine, that's for sure.
Now, when did you get involved in it? What was it that caused you to take this course in your life?
Honestly, it started when I was really young. When I was 15, I got my first job at a gym, basically so I could get a free membership. So that was kind of where it began, and then it was just natural. As soon as I got to college, I knew that I wanted to be in exercise. And from there, I began doing the fitness modeling after I graduated, and it just became clear to me that nutrition was, you know, equally, if not more, important than the exercise piece in terms of having the whole, you know, well-being, wellness lifestyle. So that's where I went and got my grad degree in nutrition. So kind of trying to get the whole package, and it's my life, and it's also my work, so I'm really lucky.
No, by the way, the key, I think the operative word, the key word is nutrition. Most people try to diet, and
exactly.
Diet doesn't work. It's in your nutrition that really cuts it, isn't it?
That's exactly right. I mean, I think, you know, I work with people all the time who have tried every single diet that's out there. And the problem with the diet is that there's an end point. There's always a point where you're not going to be on the diet anymore. So the other way of thinking about it is in terms of nutrition, a plan that you can live with forever, you know, that's going to keep you healthy, you know, healthy immune system, keep you in that optimal range for, you know, for your weight, for your body fat, and, you know, stay functional.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think there's no question of it. I've watched people in gyms, and I've watched them go in and just kind of barely throw some weights around, and they'll get on a machine, and it's like, let's get it over with and whatever. And I believe for a long time, if there's anything you're going to do, you put some passion in it.
You have to. I mean, you know, I think that there's a lot of people who are going to gyms and not really knowing what to do, especially women, you know, who I work a lot with. They just don't really have the know-how. They don't really have the direction that they need to get the results that they're looking for. They want to lose fat, and yet they're spending hours and hours on cardio machines and really not, and still looking the same. They're doing the same things year after year and looking the same, too. So there's something missing there.
I once walked by a woman, and she was on one of those machines. And I forgot what it was. I think it was a chest machine. And she was kind of halfway slopping her way through it back and forth. And I walked over there, and I said, get mad at it. She looked at me, so I said, get mad at it. And all of a sudden, she got 10 times stronger.
Exactly. I mean, intensity is one thing that I think we see. That's the kind of the first thing that goes out the window. When we exercise, we think, oh, we don't want to hurt, or we don't want to get a place where it starts to burn. Unfortunately, what newest research in exercise is showing that when you get to that point where it actually starts to burn, that intense place, that's when you're going to start seeing results.
No, absolutely.
So you do need to get a little uncomfortable in there.
Yeah, no question about it. And now there's one talking point you have, and you're saying why your cardio machine may be letting you down. What is it? Where's the problem?
Exactly. I mean, I think we tend to think, most people tend to think, oh, I just got to get on, I got to do my cardio. It's good for heart health, of course, yes. But when they want to lose weight, they always think, oh, I got to get my cardio in. I got to just burn up a bunch of calories on cardio. Unfortunately, what the research is now showing is that cardio, not only will it maintain your weight, but it actually might hinder you from losing weight. I know it sounds kind of counterintuitive. We tend to think, oh, we just need to burn a bunch of calories. However, it's not just about the calories. It's about the hormonal messages that you're sending to your body. And the best thing that you can do in terms of trying to send the right signal is weight training. So I think, you know, for the women out there, it's definitely important to step off the cardio and really get in the weight room. If you can, people always ask me, if I can do one thing or if I only have 20 minutes, what should I do? And it is weight training. And I think that, you know, there's definitely going to be a learning curve there. People don't know what to do. But even if you pick up any weights and do something, that's going to be better than this long-duration cardio that we're so used to. And actually, weight training can help your heart as well. So we tend to think that they're, you know, mutually exclusive, and they actually both work on the same thing.
And also for women, I've seen women 75, 80 years old in the gym, and their doctors have said, go osteoporosis.
Yes.
Yeah. And it helps.
It is. You know, actually, that's a really interesting point. My partner in with the book, my gym trainer, is when she came to me as a client, I was a personal trainer. That's how we got started. She had osteopenia, which is basically the precursor to osteoporosis. And she had chronic back pain, and she was, you know, just doing pain management. And after training with me for 6 months up to a year, she completely reversed her osteopenia, strong bones now, as well as her back pain. So she was spending so much money on pain management, going to the chiropractor, doing massage. And it just, you know, she started lifting weights, completely changed the shape of her body. And this is, you know, a woman who is in her 50s, and she completely changed her body at that age, which is unbelievable. So,
now, by the way, the My Gym Trainer, is that for men and women or women or everybody?
It is for everybody. It's called My Gym Trainer, and there are actually three levels, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. They're geared a little bit more towards women just because women tend to need a little bit more of direction. But we're actually coming out with My Guys Trainer at the gym within the next couple of months. So that's going to be specifically for guys who are looking to maybe put on a little bit more size, maybe don't want to do as much cardio. So, but for guys, My Gym Trainer work just fine. They're great workouts.
Okay, now, by the way, what am I going to find in it? I pick it up, I see My Gym Trainer. What am I going to see?
You are going to see, it's actually a really cool, we actually don't even like to call it a book because it's more like, you know, it's more like a manual. It's basically a book that has 24 workouts in each book, and it has removable cards that you take to the gym with you. So it's one whole workout on a single card rather than having these decks of cards where you have to try and sift through them. This is one and complete workout, weight training and cardio on a single card. And the cardio we talked about before, the cardio that is featured in My Gym Trainer is really short duration, so it's short but intense exercise. So yeah. From a psychological perspective, you know, a shorter workout, the person's going to push themselves a little bit harder, and that's where the intensity comes in. So it's all the workouts are short. They're, you know, an hour or less, and you can sweat all over. It's really great. It fits right in the cup holder of the machine. It's a really nice product. We're really proud of it.
What do you do for that little bit of, what do you call it around the waist? The little
yes.
bit of
handles.
Handles.
Yes, muffin top or
them.
Handle.
Wait, them.
Yes, but you know it's really.
Now, wait a minute. We're talking about somebody else now. I'm just. What do you do if you had that? How's that?
Yes, we get a lot of people saying, "Oh, I just have that," or "I'm getting older and that's coming up." All my, you know, everything's kind of shifting to my waistline. Well, a couple of things that are going on there. The worst thing you can do is start doing a bunch of crunches. That's just not. And people tend to think, "Oh, I just got to work my abs." You can have a beautifully sculpted set of abs, but if it's covered up by a bunch of fat, you're not going to see those abs. So what we encourage people to do is intense weight training and intense cardio exercise, interval training. The best thing you can do for your abs is sprint. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but if you look at a sprinter in the Olympics, they have a six-pack, and it's not because they sit around and do crunches all day long. It's because they do this really intense burst exercise where they really push hard, and then they rest. And that's the kind of thing that we want to simulate for most people who are looking to tone up in the middle. Also, diet is huge. Diet is, you know, 70-80% of the equation. So looking at a diet that is high in protein, high in vegetables and fruit and good fats, consistency with a diet like that, you know, 80 to 90% clean is really what's going to do wonders for the midsection.
Okay, and then the weight you put on would be muscle weight then.
Well, you know, I mean, you can put on muscle, especially, you know, the people who put on muscle would be new to exercise. Usually we see beginners who have never exercised, never lifted weights before. They might put on a little bit of weight, but yes, the body composition of fat to muscle is actually getting better. So they might be putting on a little muscle, which makes them weigh a little more on the scale, but they're losing body fat. So it's actually a better composition change. They're getting healthier and they're getting leaner.
Now, by the way, I have a fan club, all right? You ready for this one?
I am.
It is the I Hate Michael Ray fan club.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah, no, it is. It is, and it's all. And I thought it was all women, but there's some men in it too now. It's the I can go out and eat a full blown dinner and have three desserts with chocolate ice cream and everything else and lose a pound. So
wow, you are lucky.
You see, oh, another one wants in the club.
And, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of that really has to do with how active you are. I mean, I think you're probably active enough that you can do that. And everyone, you know, we're so different on the inside. Our metabolisms are so different. You
sure.
want, you know, something that works for one person is not necessarily going to work for another person. That's why it's so important to get an individualized nutrition plan.
I probably walk 5 miles a day in the house.
Wow.
Up
yeah,
and downstairs and, you know, whatever, and it works from there. But by the way, I am a complete believer in the things that you do, because it will A, keep somebody healthier. It will also keep somebody living longer. And if you want to get pain free, that's what to do. The muscles are going to hurt a little while when you first start.
Oh, absolutely. The soreness definitely. And you know, we get a lot of people who, you know, are afraid to get to that point where you get that little, you know, that discomfort because they know they're going to be sore, or they're afraid that if they have an injury, it's going to make it worse. Unfortunately, there's kind of a catch-22 there. You need to exercise it to make it stronger, but at the same time, you don't want to hurt it more. So if you feel like you can push through a little bit, sometimes that's beneficial. Other times, you do need to rest. So it's kind of, you know, my advice is to get a professional that can help you with something like that.
Okay. When is the man book coming out?
It's coming out. Actually, it's going to press within the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
So it should be out. I think we have about a 6-week turnaround time on that, and that's going to be available right away on our website.
Okay. Now, did you go to the place, the website Susie said to go?
I did.
Okay. You see the picture?
I have it up.
I have a question. Looking at that picture, how old am I?
How old are you based on that picture?
Yeah.
You look about 45 to me.
I like this woman. I just yelled that to Susie. Now, I was 66 when that was taken.
Oh, my gosh. Kidding me.
Yeah, no, that was taken last,
last
July,
year.
August,
whatever
it is. I'm 67 now.
But, that's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah, but see, there's the point. It yes. just keep
you
it going.
Training.
Pardon?
You can tell that you lift weights.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
So important.
And I'm bigger than that now. I'm back to the regular gyms now, but I did a promotional thing with the P90X,
right?
Which is a good program, by the way.
Right.
But I'm an old gym guy. I've been going to gyms for the last 50 years. But I went back into the gym, and I'm a lot bigger than that picture is now. That's 6-8 months ago now. But the point is that's how old I am. And the reason I'm saying that is you're looking at it, and that is validating that everything that you say.
Absolutely. It really is. I mean, and if you can do one thing as you get older, it's definitely going to be weight training. It's, you know, it helps with balance, it helps with stability, it helps with core, you know, strength and all those things that kind of tend to go as we age if we don't pay attention to them.
Yeah. And when I walk across the gym and I've got pains and still going, I hide it now.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Website we can find you at.
Website is www.mytrainerfitness.com. Our books are available on our website as well as on Amazon.com. And the name of the books are My Gym Trainer.
Wonderful. Hey, Jill Coleman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Michael Ray. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I've had fun, and thank you, and good night.
Okay, bye.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, well, that's all. That's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaving.